Stop singing.
This, I think I should come in one time and just sing into the microphone like this and get it out of my system.
Yeah.
Because when I do this, it makes me think that I am like a top singer and I'm what's up.
What does it mean to be?
Wait, where did what's you just up? Find that?
Right here.
Ow. Oh, the mic, oh. The sock.
Oh gosh, yeah. Matthew got a sock.
I have
cover.
A mic cover now.
Look at his masculine voice shining through differently now.
Nope, sounds the same.
Are we ready?
Yep.
You know what that music means, don't you? That music means it's Table Talk with Rookie's family.
And it's Father's Day! Woo! Yay. Woo for all the dads!
I can't believe you guys made me come in for work on Father's Day.
Is this work?
No, this
no,
is wonderful.
This, isn't work. This is great.
That's exactly right.
Hashtag dad things.
Yeah, all no. The years he said he was going to work at the radio station, and we were all like, oh, dad's got to work. And now after doing the podcast, we're all going, okay,
yeah,
that was work?
Yep. No.
Yeah, seriously.
This is great, but it'll be greater if we're beating Rogan for the top podcast in the country.
Yeah. Only need 10 million listeners a damn episode.
Okay, well, tell your friends and neighbors, right. Yeah, it is Father's Day. So everything should be done for me today, right? Yeah. Meals should be prepared.
That's how it went on Mother's Day, isn't
foot
it?
Foot tickles.
Right?
Yes. Oh, foot and back tickles. And you guys won't touch my feet. That's the problem.
Yeah, I was going to say, I guess Sophia just volunteered to do that.
On Father's Day, that ban should be lifted, shouldn't it? Isn't it my day? If my feet are gross, you can put gloves on. I don't care.
We can send you to go get a pedicure this afternoon.
There we go.
I don't think they would accept him.
Right. The same thing will happen as two times before when they said, we're not doing your feet.
We should mention that we have Haley in studio with us again today.
Yes, she's here. Yes.
Thanks for coming in, Haley.
Welcome.
Thank you. Nice job. She won't leave now. She comes in. She just showed up. We didn't even talk to her before. Yeah. She just showed up here.
What do you want for Father's Day?
I would like to do one thing on today. I would sit around and watch football.
Yeah.
Wait, we can't.
Yeah, right.
I would love to call my dad and wish him a happy Father's Day.
On the air?
Yeah, sometime.
Oh, I was going to say, I hope you call him anyway. But
No, he's never. Over my 28 years of being on the radio, he has longed, I'm going to be on the show. I'm going to get on here. I'm going to do this. And I've always said, absolutely not. You'll embarrass me. You'll say something stupid or you'll tell a bad joke or something like that. And I think for this, that's a great way to give him a Father's Day present without having to spend any money.
Perfect.
So, Dad, you know this is priceless. And I promise I would never do that. But maybe I should.
All right, let's call
give
him.
It a shot.
All right, I'll give him a buzz. I got to remember his. You know what? Here's these phones. You never know anybody's number because their name is here.
Dad problem.
I have no idea what my dad's number is.
That means that you've got space in your brain to remember other things.
Why would you need to know his number?
Well, because it just says grandpa. Okay, right now I have to dial the number on the board. It's not.
So pull up his contact.
Oh. That's what I'm doing. I'm going the old school way. Oh, yeah, that's his number.
Oh, my God, you're so annoying.
Just be quiet. Just be quiet. Mm-hmm. Talk amongst yourselves while I dial.
Radio silence.
Let's say nothing.
It seems like it lasts for like 10 seconds. It was like 3 seconds of silence.
Isn't that funny?
Nice, McLaren.
Why? You two are so mean to me. Says anything.
Oh, it's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, Dad. It's your favorite son. Who's that?
That would be Matthew Roberts.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Good answer.
You pass the first test. You get to stay on. Say you're on live on the Table Talk with Rookie's family on the Family Podcast, and we're just calling to wish you a happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah. Yes. Happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you so much. Judith and I were blessed with 5 wonderful children. And you certainly are one of them, and I'm proud to be your father.
Oh, well, that's nice.
I'm glad I couldn't have picked a better dad, so I would agree with you. Now, over the thank you for that compliment, but the past 28 years in my radio career, now podcast career, you've always threatened to call in and be on the show, and I've always told you, we don't have any time. We're out of time. We just I was afraid you'd tell a bad joke or something like that. And for this Father's Day, I'm not going to give you anything, any type of present that I had to spend any money on, but I think having you on the podcast is basically priceless, don't you?
I would think so. It'll probably boost your ratings an awful lot.
I hope so.
Maybe sitting around the senior home doing a puzzle, say, yeah, right, listen to that podcast and let everybody know. A couple of things. Do you have any favorite Father's Day memories, Dad?
Oh, golly. You know, I have so many of them. But most of them have to do with bringing you guys up. As you went from little children to the teenage years, I just think all of that combined was, at the time, it probably wasn't so comical to me. As I look back on it, it is so funny of the things that happened. About you with the orange popsicle and Steve having a beer party while Mom and I were out of town. We came back early and the guys were running out the front door while we were coming in the back.
One of my favorite stories to that was my brother Steve had a buddy named Fudd. His nickname was Fudd, and Steve did have a party, and my grandmother, Grandma Teresa, had stayed. I don't know why she was on the couch, but she was over there on the couch and she was sleeping. And Fudd came in the house the next day prior to you guys coming home. And Fudd looks at my brother Steve and says, "Who the bleep has passed out on your couch?" He said, "You dummy, that's my grandma."
Well, during the party?
No, this was Grandma probably would have had a beer or two. I will say, though, Dad, you've been a really good sport over the years because we have teased you quite a bit. And when you're driving, my mom and dad were both from Winona, so we would go down and visit relatives in Winona. And we'd hop in the station wagon with that rear seat in the station wagon, and we would drive down to Winona. And this is with four and five young kids. Maria came a little bit later, but we were always singing ANW, let's go, or the corn. We'd always sing in the car.
It was Kalijah.
Oh, poor old Kalijah. And what did you have to do with Kalijah? That horrible song of Kalijah that never got a kiss, and the Indian maiden was going.
I believe it was an old Hank Williams tune.
Yes.
That for some reason or other stuck in my mind for all these years, along with other bits of useless information. But it was just one of my favorites. I don't know why. Maybe it was because I felt sorry for him.
Well, to that your point there, yeah, you did. We felt sorry for him, and it's the sad song where Kalijah never got the kiss. The Indian maiden was gone, and then my dad, we'd all be crying, and he would have to add another verse to the song where they met up again and they married, and
oh
it was
my
all.
Gosh.
But we used to drive you crazy, I know, when we would be places and we'd say, "Boom!" Whoa. And he would eventually, he said to us, "Please, guys.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, what?
Don't say boom anymore." Boom was a phrase at the time. It was like
lit.
Oh, boom! Like lit.
Not in my life.
And I remember Dad saying one time, "You guys, don't say boom anymore." And we never let him forget it. That and the Christmas Eve when you said, "All right, everybody, let's all hold hands and sing a verse of Silent Night." And we all just went, nope. No, we're not.
You'll never let me forget that.
No, I mean, it's a dorky dad thing, and it's funny how, you know, you make these memories, and none of these guys were here, and I grew up with all of it, so it's fresh in my mind. But
well, I guess also I have to tell you this. Probably one of the most ridiculous memories that I have with you guys is when we rented that motorhome and we went up to Gooseberry Falls, mm-hmm. and it was at the time Rambo was famous.
Yes, the Sylvester Stallone.
And you guys went to Target and bought a bunch of these machine gun water pistols and red bandanas.
Yep.
And we separated in the teams, and we had red bandanas around us. And I remember, I think it was you and I, that were going up this path, crouching real low yeah. with those guns in our hand.
Yep.
And them two young ladies came walking down the path, and we scared the crap out of them. And they said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm 52 years old, and I'm playing Rambo."
That's a great story.
That's
funny.
My favorite from that trip was when Steve was the lookout guy, and he crossed the small river, whatever it was, and he was to go way ahead, and he was going to watch out for us. So the rest of us crouched and went through all the brush, and basically Steve sat down, and he was having a cigarette, and we basically just happened upon him. He wasn't – we just – went right up to him without any surprise and just said, "Boom!" And then you said, "Don't say boom anymore." It was that was a great trip, and I appreciate all the times we went camping and all that stuff. We were big campers, and we had to bang pots and pans to scare the bears away. But you know, a lot of the podcast listeners and radio listeners that we've had over the years have never heard you, so I want you to leave us on the air with we're going to do jokes today, or dad phrases.
Yes.
But do you have a joke you could give us that's somewhat clean?
Somewhat clean.
Somewhat.
Well, I'll tell you. Last week I went to the doctor.
Yep.
Oh, no.
And the doctor says, "What seems to be your problem?"
Yep.
And I said, "I don't know." I said, "Every morning I have a bowel movement at 6 o'clock." And the doctor said, "What's the matter with that?" And I said, "I don't wake up till 7.
Maybe I'll give you this. That was somewhat clean. That was pretty darn good.
That was funny. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to wish you a happy Father's Day, and after the podcast, I'll check in with you later. But you were a good dad, and you continue to be, and it's you're still fun to be around, even though you don't shut up and you tell really bad jokes.
God bless you all. I love your family to death.
Love you too.
And,
you guys will always hold a special place in my heart.
We're not supposed to cry, so we're going to have to hang up on you, sir. So, Dad,
okay.
thank you for that.
Happy Father's Day.
Bye, thank Grandpa. You so much.
I'll check in with you later, Carl.
I just want to leave you with this.
Here it comes. This is the one reason I've never had him on. This is it.
Right before I was born at home. And the doctor, or my dad, turned to the doctor and said, "I'll give you $5 extra," which was a lot of money at that day, "if you can deliver a boy." And sure enough, I was a boy. And 10 years later, my dad called the doctor and wanted his money back.
Hey, briefly, will you do me a favor? Tell me in 1 minute or summary, tell me about your dad. What do you remember about your dad?
My dad was the ice man in Winona.
Yep.
During the summer months and winter months. And then he at times would take me along on the ice truck.
Yep.
And he would carry these 100-pound cakes of ice. He'd put a leather thing over his shoulder, put the 100-pound cake of ice, and walk up 3 or 4 flights of stairs.
Crazy.
He had hands like a gorilla. And what he would do is he had a grinder on the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And during the summer months, he would always grind enough ice. And when he went in to deliver the ice to a customer, the kids in the neighborhood would come and take the ice chips. And that's what he was grinding that ice for.
Wow.
So he was a wonderful dad. I was blessed with good parents. And we didn't have much money, but there was a lot of love.
Yeah. And now describe what would happen if the lawnmower didn't work.
Oh, my dad would take the hammer out and pound the heck out of it and use expletive words. Yeah. And darned if the thing didn't work after he got the hammering away at it. So
Well, I know we lost him in 68. He had emphysema, and I know he was shoveling coal, and he was a hard-working Polish, full-blooded Polish guy. And that my favorite story about your dad is when you skipped school and you were shagging flies.
Oh, geez. Yeah, Winona State College at the time, it was not a university. And I skipped school to shag balls for them when they'd hit it over the fence. And one of the kids, neighborhood kids, happened to see me, and he told the principal at school that he saw me at the ballpark. And she called home, and my mom, she said, "Where's Bobby?" And my mom said, "Well, he's in school." "No, this is Sister Mary Leon. He is not in school. We've had reports that he was seen at the ballpark." So when my dad came home from work, she told him about it. He right away marched down the athletic park, which was about two blocks from our house. And as soon as I saw him coming through the gate, I knew I had it. And when we got home, he was chasing me around the dining room table.
You were too quick for him.
Well, he gave me a couple of cuffs, but sent me upstairs. But he, after that, my mom said, he said, "That kid's a chip off the old block."
What a compliment. Oh, that's great. All right, we're going to let you go here, Kausk. Happy Father's Day, and we'll be in touch, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much. God bless.
All right, love
Bye.
You. Talk
Bye.
To you
Bye.
Later. Okay, wonderful. His yeah. joke was somewhat clean,
he did a good
and
job.
He I can get out of my flop sweat now.
Yeah, he did
that
a good
was
job.
Great.
Yeah, he's
you
a good guy.
Know. You never know what you're going to get as far as jokes go.
You don't, and yeah. He's told me many off the air that I said, "Don't ever tell that on the air." So, but yes. So thank you for indulging me, family here and listeners. But it's for Father's Day for me. What do I want to do today? I just like to hang out. I never want to. I'm not a fisherman. I'm not a golfer. I wish I had time and I had the skill to play golf better. It's too frustrating for me, even though I'd like to play it. But I just would rather hang out at home, just you know, go out to eat or have something. Doesn't really feel that special because it's just like every day. I love being with you guys, so that's pretty sappy. And that's
yep, it is.
That's not not anything anybody wants to hear. Or it's exciting.
All right.
Now, Grandpa told a couple jokes.
Yes.
How about this? Why don't we talk about dads and how dorky they are and their lingo?
The best dad jokes of all time.
Right, which that was not from my dad.
No.
Our top three today.
Top three. Top three dad jokes. Everyone came prepared with some dad jokes. I am a huge supporter of dad jokes. Big, big fan. Love them. So I think, I don't know if someone wants to start.
Well, so let me just give you a little sample. What it would be like is I saw one today, Danny Gallis, a kid that I've known my whole life on Facebook. He had a question on Facebook. He said, "I just ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'll let you know."
Yeah,
I get
yeah,
it.
I got it.
I get it.
And
I get it,
it took,
no, I, he
no
told
idea.
It to
oh,
me.
Oh, you still don't get it?
No, I get it. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard
I
in my entire life.
I don't think it's
life.
Funny.
Not funny, but
no.
I get it.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay,
so
good.
Stupid.
But a dad would think that
How
would be
about
funny.
You, Sophia? Do
I
you
have
get
no
it?
Idea what he just
I
said.
I just ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'll let you know.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
To let you know which one comes
first. The chicken or the egg?
Oh, what?
Have you heard that before?
Oh, well, it'd have to be the chicken because it can't be the egg because you can't have an egg without a chicken.
Where did that chicken come from? That chicken had to come from the egg.
He's going to let you know which comes first from Amazon.
And Sophia's first exposure to the chicken and the egg problem.
That was mine, too, this morning, and he told it to me, and I'm like, that's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire
I don't think
life.
You should respond with anger, you know?
If I it's was a angry one. Because it's just a waste of...
Okay,
you
but you guys
that.
Go ahead.
So is that your number one? Is that your first joke?
That's not. That was just a sample. I've got others, so
okay.
I'll go last. Let me go
okay.
last.
Want me to throw one out there?
All right.
Yeah. I like this one.
Oh God.
Did you guys hear about that kidnapping at school?
No.
No
what? This
no.
is serious.
Yeah, the teacher woke him up though.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
it's yes.
pretty good.
Okay, me.
Yeah.
Someone else.
Speed round.
This is a classic dad joke that dad says or has done. The kid, "Dad, I'm hungry."
Oh,
hello, hungry. I'm dad.
Yep.
No, Dad, I'm really hungry, and I'm really Dad.
That was my first one. Same. So thanks.
Have you guys seen the commercial? I don't remember what it's for, but it's
State Farm.
Is it State Farm?
Yeah, I was looking at it today.
Yeah, they're at like a barbecue, and the moms are hanging out, the dads are hanging out, and I think someone says like, "Hey, what is it? Dad, can you make me a sandwich?" And all the dads go like, "Poof, you're a sandwich." Is that right?
Yeah, I think.
You're just looking at me blankly.
That's a dad thing to do.
Yeah. Can you make me a sandwich? And all the dads collectively go, "Poof, you're a sandwich."
It's just so they don't have to actually make a sandwich.
Yeah.
So
they
turn it into a joke, so then the mom has to actually go do the sandwich.
Nope.
True.
D gets political.
It's so true. Yeah. It is so true.
Who else has one?
All right, Haley.
All right, Dad, did you get a haircut? And Dad goes, "No, I got all of them cut."
That's a classic.
It's classic. It's just classic.
All the time.
Got them
that
all cut.
All the time.
Yep.
All right, this is a more of a saying that our dad says a lot. So we pull up to a gas station. "Hold on, I'm going to run in and grab a lottery ticket."
That's a joke.
I said it's a dad saying.
Yeah, it's a saying.
Lottery tickets.
Yes.
I'm just going to go get some gas. That. I'm not going to get a lottery ticket. What? She's been laughing all morning.
I just think that's really funny.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sophia seems to have missed the whole boat on the dad jokes thing.
What? Fine. Okay.
I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down.
Yeah.
Mom.
See, I just don't have a sense of humor for this kind of stuff.
Wait,
we have Dad's got to go.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
I like to point out to people when there's a fireplace when we got something like a backyard fire. Hey, look it over there. Something's burning.
That's not even a joke.
Yeah.
These are pitiful.
You're just actually
the blue chair or get it. Something's burning. Hey, look it over there. Something's burning.
You guys didn't even come with jokes. That wasn't a joke.
I
came with more of saying.
I thought we were doing best dad jokes.
I didn't know.
That's a dad joke.
Okay.
A dad would do that. Hey, look it over there.
What's the kicker?
Something's burning.
Uh-huh.
That they're pointing out the obvious.
And you look at the fireplace.
Is there pointing out
the
obvious?
That's not even a. You missed. You got somehow.
I don't think I missed it. Are you giving me the sad trumpet?
I already told some of the people here, but this was one of the. This is quite possibly one of the best dad jokes I've ever seen. You haven't heard it, Dad.
Okay.
A dad was washing the car with his son, and the son asks, "Dad, can't you just use the sponge?"
Matthew.
A dad was washing the car with his son, and the son asks, "Dad, can't you just use the sponge?"
That's funny.
That's really funny. The dad is washing the car with his son.
It's cute.
As a sponge.
It's cute.
Dad, can't you just use the sponge?
Good. See, it's the double entendre there.
Like misery. Yeah.
Double next.
I once had a dog without a nose.
How did he smell?
Awful.
Hey.
Oh. That is
a classic our dad joke.
Been telling it forever.
Them. Yeah, since day one.
Mine?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, the mom says, who should we put as our emergency contact for the cruise? And the dad goes, the Coast Guard.
I haven't heard that one. That one's good, actually.
Thank you.
The guy's hanging out with his buddy, and he just got a new hearing aid, and he tells his buddy, "This hearing aid cost me $2,000. And his buddy says, "Oh, yeah, what kind is it?" And he says, "Oh, it's about $2.30 right now."
What time is it?
Yes.
Right. He thought it's the top of the
hearing aid is not great.
Yeah. Right. It cost me $2,000. Yeah, wow. What kind is it? That's about $2.30 right now.
That's good.
Fifi? Okay, I've got one. My wife told me to take the spider outside instead of killing it. We went and had some drinks. Cool guy. He just wants to be a web developer.
Got it. Supposed to be take the spider out?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Oh.
An old farmer comes to the big city.
You are cheating.
It's
Father's Day. An old farmer comes to the big city, and he's with his kids and his family, and he'd never seen an elevator before. And he sees this old lady get on the elevator, and the door closes. And about 2 minutes later, the door opens again, and out comes just a really good-looking blonde gal. He goes, wow. Another lady, middle-aged lady, gets in there, the door closes. About a minute later, out comes just a stunning brunette. Farmer looks at his son and says, go get your mother.
Okay. Oh, funny. Yep. Yeah. All right. You're American when you You're American when you go into the bathroom, and you're American when you come out. But do you know what you are while you're in there?
European.
In the bathroom.
What, Sophia?
European. Oh, yeah. Sad that I know that.
Yeah. That's I didn't get that one, but that one's
a good one.
Mm-hmm. Who else has one?
We can handle a couple more, and then I think we'll just kill it out here.
What do you call a fake noodle?
Snoodle.
I already know it.
An imposter.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah.
Funny.
I just want to make this disclaimer. I hate jokes. I hate all jokes. I hate comedians. I don't think they're funny. These are pitiful and awful.
I agree. Yep.
What a life.
This is a good thing that Dad says, though. This is a saying. So we'll be at a restaurant, and to every restaurant we go, he says this to the waiter. You're up to 2% on the tip.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God.
We can't go out without him saying
classic.
That.
Classic. Every waitress ever. Oh, he just brings us the drinks. You're up to 4% now.
Yep.
What about when you're at a restaurant and the waitress or waiter brings the check? And they said, is there anything else I can get you? And your dad says, yeah, somebody to pay the check.
Hey, how you doing over there? All right, that's enough jokes for Father's Day. I am honored to be your father's, and I know your father is honored to be your father. It's a silly thing to say.
He is.
But we're gonna take a little break here, and we're going to come back with more of the Family Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. That was a pretty quick break, wasn't it? We should do a little inside podcast and let them know that we had to leave, or we had to take a break, because Haley, McLaren, and Matthew had to take off. So Matthew is joining us via his cell phone. Are you there, Maddie?
I am here.
Okay, excellent, perfect. And so that's the reason that we had to take a little break and change some things up. But we're good to go on Father's Day 2019. We're hope that all you dads that are listening are having a great Father's Day. And
had a great Father's Day.
Don't forget that your favorite has joined the podcast.
We have to introduce Gabe.
Yeah,
Gabe,
what's up,
Brian? Now.
How's Brian today?
Very well.
He's back from his weekend at the cabin. So.
I am. Very fun.
And now, do you have a dad joke for us? Because we haven't heard
from you. I do have a dad joke.
So. Okay.
It's a good one.
We'll be the judge. Let us be the judge of that, please.
I will.
Okay.
All right. Did you hear about the cows that were swept up in the tornado?
No. What a horrible thing.
It was just an utter disaster.
Very much a dad joke. Matthew said he wants to hang up. Sorry about that.
Jeez.
I liked it. I think it's cute.
Probably won. Sophia? No.
I do want to mention one thing. We went to the Twins game. Mom and I went to the Twins game on Friday night. We had a couple of tickets. And I will say this, that it was really fun to see the ball club with completely full seats. All the seats were there. It was almost a sellout. Quick game, only 2 hours and 20 minutes. And
Thank God.
Yeah, right.
It was a good one, though.
It was. It was a good one. It was 0-0. We went and saw my sister Teresa over at the, what bar is that now? Barrio?
Barrio.
Yeah. Look for Teresa. She's a blonde with short hair, and she's the best bartender out there at the at Target Field. And
did you guys stay for the eighth inning, though?
We stayed for the complete game, if you can believe that, Matthew.
Oh, good. Good, because the whole game, if you left in like the seventh, you suck.
No, we did stay for the whole week, hopped on light rail, but it was neat to see. I know that they're making a huge deal about Joe Mauer and his retirement and retiring number 7, and I think that's worthy. But it was neat to see. We watched last night his ceremony where he's got his kids out there and Maddie Maurer and his mom and dad. And I've known his mom and dad for a long time. And his grandpa, who is no longer with us, even longer. He was a really sweet guy. And they had his chair decked out with Twins garb, and Joe acknowledged him. But couldn't happen to a nicer family. The entire Maurer family are a class act. And, you know, of course, maybe he's a jinx. I don't know. Now that he's retired and the club is in first place and we can go beat the Yankees and all that stuff, I don't want to bring that up to him. He's probably still mad at me last time I talked to him on the air when I told him he should have run the football instead of throwing it in the championship against Eden Prairie years ago. But
didn't they win it? How sad would that be if he plays, what, 15 years? With the Twins, and he can't get it done to win a World Series if they won it the year after he retired.
That would be so depressing.
It would be, but you know what?
They're set up for it.
They are. They really are, and they're just they don't go into a streak where they're losing three or the most they've
Boys,
lost in a row or two.
Boys,
this
Boys,
is not
Boys.
Sports talk.
This
okay.
is June.
True.
June.
True. This is June. What?
It's a long
We're
season.
70 games into the season. There's only like 90 or so left. So we're approaching halfway through the season.
Let us have our joy. For once, let us have our joy because we've had some tough years. Just to continue on with
I think Gabe might have a topic that he'd like to introduce.
Well, before that, I wanted to recognize...
More sports.
Yes, I wanted to recognize, because of Father's Day, Tom Chorsky, who was who won the Stanley Cup in 1995, put something, his Hockey Logic, he's on Instagram, and he did a nice little post tribute to his dad, and he said... where is it now? My dad was at just about every game I played in as a kid, including baseball and football, and he didn't miss our Game 4 clinching win over the Red Wings in 95, where he's pictured there. Happy Father's Day, Dad. You're missed. And happy Father's Day to everybody out there. He's a big fan of Garage Logic and a big fan of the family podcast.
Nice.
So I wanted to mention that. How cool is that to be with your son when they won the Stanley Cup? Or, you know, I don't have any... monumental pictures with my dad. My dad was just pictured at the Twins game on Instagram here. So it's just, it's another tribute to dad saying, just thanks for being around. Gabe?
What was the garage?
Yeah.
So we need to have the show, Buried Alive, the hoarder show for our garage for dad. I was out there. We had these pole things.
Wait, now let's preface. Why were you in the garage?
We were cleaning it out.
Why?
For a garage sale.
Okay.
And we have these stairs to go up into the patio area from the garage. There are these poles under it. And I put the poles in the garbage because they're under the stairs. Nobody knows that they were there. Dad takes them out and puts them back. And I'm like, Dad, what are these poles used for? He goes, They're good poles. They're good. And they go, what are you going to use for them? And I'll let you keep them. He goes, just your poles.
Trust me. I got a stereo over there.
He just had stuff like that all over where you didn't know you had it, but he wants to keep it.
What about the dirt?
Oh, yeah.
You don't know when you're going to need it.
Listen to
this. Thank you, Matthew.
A bucket of dirt. A bucket of dirt. And he comes down and he goes, oh, shut up. Where did you get that?
I've been looking for that for weeks.
I wanted that. I needed that dirt.
Just a straight thing of dirt. You don't need, like, what is dirt? You don't need that.
I did have fun. I must say, I did have fun, a little bit of fun with Gabe. It was a what do you call those things? You put your boots on them. It was just a holder.
A mat.
Yeah. That had, you know, a half inch high so it could contain all the water. And Gabe kept throwing it away, and I would take it out, and I would put it in another part of the garage, and then I'd see it in the trash again.
Well, let me ask, is it broken?
No.
No.
Well, then why are you throwing it away?
We didn't even know we had it.
I've tripped on that mat so many damn times.
So you're for me, you're getting rid of it as well then?
Maybe a relocation.
Okay, all right. Well, we did pick up the steps in the garage, swept everything, he vacuumed. That garage is pretty darn, it's getting pretty darn clean. And we are eliminating everything with our garage sale coming up.
Or
everything.
It is always amazing how I feel like we're rarely in the garage. And yet every year it needs to be cleaned out. I don't Every year it fills back up.
Because
somehow.
There's someone named
without fail.
Matthew Robert Mikulski, who
junior,
really
senior.
Likes senior. To just put things in the garage and put things in the garage and put things in the garage. Where does this need to go? In the garage. But he doesn't realize that you can't just keep piling things up or else you're not. We have a snowblower from 1998.
It was a gift from Joe Suchere.
1998 snowblower. Why do we need that? We don't. We don't use it.
Well, we do. It just needs new rubber stuff.
We haven't used that since we lived at our old house.
So if I can replace the matting on it, it's going to be like brand new.
But now we have the power shovel.
Yeah. We did make some headway. Gabe wants me to sell. The snowblower starts on the first pull. It's a beautiful Honda snowblower. I just haven't put the new, you got to bring it in somewhere and haven't put the new mats on it. It's like new.
Paddle.
Well,
thank you.
If you can make it work, we can keep it. But it, as of right now, we don't use it and it doesn't work.
Why
Gabe,
is it?
Gabe can take it over to Fratelloni's.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be working there because mom and dad are having some second thoughts about that. If you believe that.
His eyebrows are way
one up. After the other, I can't get a job.
Okay, well, so Gabe started football. I didn't realize football was going to be so consuming of the summer. It's and that not. Would be, I would have no problem with Gabe working in the summer and playing football. Where I get nervous about it is when football becomes even more demanding and I'm not sure about weekend football schedules and working and starting at a new school, which is a difficult school.
Right.
I think it's too much to ask of a 14-year-old.
You know what's interesting, and we've talked about this before, not on the podcast, but just in general. I feel like when you are in a sport, you actually will perform better academically because you're forced to be on a regimented schedule. You need to make time for homework. You carve it out and whatnot. My freshman year of high school, starting a new school, I didn't work, but I played a couple sports freshman year. Those were my best grades of high school when I was actually playing multiple sports. It just forces you to like carve time out and be more disciplined. Whereas when you have, 7 hours after school, you just say, well, I have 7 hours. I'll do my homework later.
I agree, Matt.
I'm a firm believer in that as well. However, adding a third requirement to that of a job is too much.
Do you remember do they practice on the weekends? I don't remember freshman football.
Obviously you play Friday nights, and then I don't think they did much on the weekends, to be honest. Maybe you lifted, but I don't think it was, you weren't doing like walkthroughs or anything like that.
Well, that would be something to look into just to see, but you're right.
When I was working at the hardware store during the school year, I just worked typically Friday nights, Saturday mornings, and Sunday mornings.
Right, I know. But see, that would take Friday nights. He would not be able to work.
Yeah, I would work a 5-to-9 shift on Friday, so that would be out of the question. But you can still do like an 8-to-3 shift on Saturdays and Sundays.
It's a lot.
You just lose your...
That's not too bad.
Your friend time a little bit.
That's okay. You're making money. You're making money and paying it to the man. Who is this FICA anyway?
Yeah, screw that.
Anyway, that's just a little job update for Gabe and then the garage update for Dad.
Yeah, that...
Clean it out.
It was. There's still more to do, but it really does
a lot
feel
more.
Good. Listen, if you told me on a Father's Day that you could just sit and clean out the garage... I would love to do that. I know it's not fun for anybody else.
No. What about the three massive wax hand machines that we have and the flooring that we don't use anymore that is taking up the entire half of the garage that we still
Good
have?
Wood.
Yeah, right. Good wood for firewood.
Well, we haven't garage done wood. Anything about it. Or the.
Did we mention that those machines were for sale? Did we?
The two table saws that we have that I don't think we've ever used.
That's not true.
Wood.
We do use those.
You use the orange one. not the table saws.
I'm not sure how the blue one is put together. I gotta learn
exactly.
About that. Why don't you learn about that? Why is that on me?
Because that's yours. The dad. You're the one that bought it.
A saw with electricity, yeah. And me? I've got 10 fingers right now, and I plan on keeping that.
I've only used the other one. I haven't used that.
Actually, the orange one with that just has the pull down. Mm-hmm. That table saw is very easy to.
That's not a table saw.
What is it called, Maddie?
Chop saw.
Yeah, the old
table
chop
saw is like a table with the saw in the middle, mm-hmm. that you have two of.
We have that too.
I know we have that.
Now that one would be cool where you just slide the wood across and make sure your fingers are out of the way. Those are intimidating.
Oh my
I feel
God.
Like we're not
Why'd you buy it?
To be doing table saws.
What do you need a table saw for?
Cutting
that flooring.
Right, we're going to have to cut through that
That's
stuff.
That's not...
Hand saw.
That thing's crushed with that flooring.
You know what? I think we're going to give Gabe a workout and have him just do it manually so he's ready and bulked up for football.
Yeah.
I think they do a pretty good job of that.
I like this table talk we're having.
Yeah, what have you made so far?
No pun intended.
What? Table saw talk. All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's get Father's Day rolling here, okay? I want to get out of here. I want to get some Father's Day. It's going to be one of the best Father's Days of all time. I don't even know why I'm saying that.
I don't know why either, because you haven't said what you want to eat today. You refused to
You didn't
tell
even
us.
Say what you wanted.
You know what? I was
making beef tenderloin.
Wow. Really?
He has tried to cook. He has expressed that he would like to cook.
Yeah, what really was on my mind, I don't even think they're open yet, but Carboni's has a new breakfast pizza that they put on Instagram, and I did want to try that. And that just...
I would kill a breakfast pizza right now.
Oh, well, drive over there, and we'll meet you over there after. How's that?
All right, yeah, I'm down.
All right, well, I'm not even sure what I want. Father's Day is... It doesn't... It means... what does it mean? What is the... That dad just gets to do whatever he wants.
Celebrate fathers.
But I want to be
you
with you guys.
Yeah.
Sit down in the basement alone and watch the U.S. Open.
I would like to check in on it. I don't need to watch wall-to-wall coverage of it. But I do like to watch golf. But it just, I don't know. Today we're going to get some rain. It's going to clear up in the afternoon. So that kind of changes thing. And maybe something will have to be an inside deal. But I think we're going to cook something at home. We might grill. I don't know. We'll find out. All right, well, let's wrap up this table talk with Rookie's family by giving all of our social media outlets. All right, I'm going to cover Instagram, all right? What are we on Instagram? The podcast family?
Yes,
all right.
Podcast family.
Facebook, the podcast family. Twitter, the podcast fam. You can email us at thepodcastfamily@gmail.com.
You got it.
Oh, very good. Good job. Also, if you would like to rate us on Apple iTunes, we'd like to get your feedback. If there's something you like or something you don't like, go ahead. We're big people. We can take it. And tell others about our podcast. If you'd like to be a sponsor to the show, we would love to talk with you. We're gaining ground. I'm telling you that right now. Our numbers are getting higher and higher. And that's because of all those plugs on our sister podcast, Garage Logic. So stick around. Maddie, we'll talk to you a little bit later. Be good, and we'll
Say
let you
hi
go
to the
here
girls.
Now.
Hi,
Matt. All right.
Happy
you guys.
Father's Day. Thanks for being on, Grandpa.
Yeah, Gramps. All right, that was good. Now let's go do some Father's Day. Just sitting and doing some beers in the backyard on a hammock. Don't leave me in the hammock anymore, honey. I heard you last time. Should we wake up Dad? No, just let him sleep in the hammock. He'll wake up at about 9:30 at night.
That's right.
Well, you think you're funny over there, don't you?
Oh, you're sleeping.
Gabe, you ready to clean the garage, finish her up?
Yep.
Why don't we bring Sophia out there?
No.
Come on out.
No.
Centipedes and all in the garage.
No, I refuse.
How you doing? All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. We really appreciate it. Catch you next time. Happy Father's Day.